Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our daily ritual to connect. We, as like-minded individuals who love, who have this passion for bodybuilding, fitness, training, whatever level we're at, and most importantly, we have this desire, this passion, this love to improve ourselves, to work on our own personal power, our own personal development, become the best that we can be so we can get all the best things that are available in life, all the options. We know that when we become better, right, in every facet of our life, not just our body, we're more than just muscles, then we can be the kind of person to attract and earn all those great things in life. And we know that it starts with us, right? And so this is just a way for us to connect. We are brought together because of our love for bodybuilding and training. And what I found is, you know, when you just kind of put yourself out there, you just be you. You speak your truth the way that you see the world, whether or not everybody agrees with that way you see the world, really doesn't matter. Because when you are authentic, you are transparent, you are genuine, you can have that certain level of comfort with yourself, no matter what's going on in your path, you're going to attract like-minded people. And you'll be surprised. You will attract people who you can help get what they want out of life, and they can help you get what you want out of life too. And thank you so much for liking this podcast. When you see it pop up on Facebook or on the bodybuilding.com message board or on Twitter or on iTunes, hey, rate it 5 stars on iTunes if you're listening there, right? That thank you for sharing it, commenting, liking it. This is a great way for people like us to connect every single day. And it's really growing. This is something that I've done a lot of things over the years. I've tried a lot of things. And I can usually tell pretty much from the beginning if it's something that resonates, that people can connect with, that, you know, it's a good venture. Not everything I try, actually. Most of the things that I try, I don't hit the home run out of the ballpark. You know, it's not on a scale from 1 out of 10, it's not a 10. Everyone isn't a 10. And so this is something that you guys are finding a lot of value in. I'm getting a lot of great feedback. Thank you. Keep that coming. Keep that coming, because it really gets me up in the morning to do this on a daily basis. I know from experience, going through the path that you're on right now, all right, I know with absolute certainty that these messages, whether you realize them or not, whether you understand exactly what I'm talking about or not, they'll be massively helpful in your journey. If anything, what it'll do is, like, you'll say, wow, he thinks that way and he's accomplished all this in bodybuilding and training. Wow. All right. I don't feel so out of place. I don't feel like a misfit. I don't feel like all my thinking is all wrong if he feels that way too. Other thing that it could do is validate the things that you're doing well, right? Oh, great. You know, I kind of wondered about that. That's the way you go about it. All right, I'm on track. So you can concentrate on other things. It frees your mind of all that angst, that overwhelm, that confusion, if you're even doing it right. So you can put your effort into, you know, actually executing the strategies on a consistent basis. And it's also nice to hang around people who think the same way that you do. They have the same interest. It helps you fuel your passion and bring it out even more and more. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement line, my sports nutrition line. Thank you so much for supporting. That's why I get up in the morning every single day to do this for you. That's why I produce so much information all over the internet and get it delivered to you. I understand that I can provide the best supplements for you, but without the mindset, without the passion, you know, without the certainty and confidence of what you're doing, about your living the life that you want. And then, of course, the specific training and eating strategies, you know, the supplements, they're not going to do their job to their fullest. It's the total package I want for you, the overall quality of life, and that's why I'm busting my tail for you. And again, thank you for reciprocating with your support of Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. So it's Saturday. What was your week like? Do you sit back? Do you reflect on the week? Or are you in a pattern where, you know, things just kind of happen? You have your work schedule. People tell you what to do. All right. Or you go to school. It's like a template and you're just there to work it. You have your training routine. Or do you sit back and look for ways that you can improve or steal a little time here or do this to make your overall life dreams come true? 5 minutes here, an hour here. Do you look back and reflect on how to piece this all together? And when do you do that? Do you do that on Saturdays? Or, you know, are you in business for yourself where, you know, there's really no difference between Saturday or Sunday, the weekend versus the weekdays because you're going, you know, 7 days a week chasing your dreams, your business dreams, your life dreams. And the only thing that makes the weekends different from the weekdays is that all those people who are on autopilot and just live for the weekends and give their energy to the man and don't do too much thinking during the week, you know, they're now on the streets driving or at the gym at a later time, right? What is that for you? What are our Saturdays like for you? How are you piecing together this dream? I'd really like to know about that. So I had a new coaching client yesterday, and he said something to me that really gives me more power, more excitement, more enthusiasm to get up and do these podcasts every morning, is that he said that, boy, I can just, your story, what you go through, it just connected with me. I can really relate to you. And that's what, you know, brought him to, you know, having the weekly one-on-one coaching. And, you know, I'll just tell you something, you know, it's Saturday morning, got up early, got my little baby daughter, Brooklyn, gave mom a little bit of break, you know, before I was going to start my work day, and looking around at my golden retriever, Alpha, take him out, have him laying it by the porch. And I just kind of look back and I go, wow, you know, my wife, my loving wife, loving, beautiful wife, my baby, my dog, you know, I get to talk to you. I get to do what I love to do. Mass Machine Nutrition, a business. I've always had business goals. Now I have a business, you know, that I can do until I'm 100 years old, where that wasn't the case. When I was running around as a bodybuilder, just hustling with an article here, DVD here, sponsorship that really was like a 1 or 2 year contract, so you knew it had a shelf life. It was a lot of hustle, hustle, hustle. Now, as an entrepreneur, you're always going to have to hustle anyway. But that was really a lot of hustle. And especially when so much energy went into becoming a bodybuilder, where you really didn't get paid to be a bodybuilder, win a contest, yet you had to have the mindset and take action like you were, it was going to make you a millionaire or something like that. So living such a different life now. And, you know, I've always been, I guess, confident, even if I didn't have a reason to be confident, I guess, some blind confidence. Because if I look back, you know, I would say that I felt confident. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have this kind of life, and it's just a matter of time or whatever. But really, really, guys, my head, the thoughts that went through my mind, it was not going to happen unless I got some help or some insight, understanding actually what was going on in my head and the things that I would do to, you know, create the life that I was living that was so different than what I'm living now. And all the thoughts that went through my head, my fears, my priorities, whether I understood them or not, it all created a lifestyle. Now, did that make me a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder and help people all over the world? Yes, that it did create that. But at the same time, again, everybody's story is different. And all I can tell you is my story. I can't generalize what it is like for everybody or what's possible, what's impossible. But for me, that kind of lifestyle, it was never going to lead me down the path to where I am now, not directly. Right, it gives me a lot more appreciation you know, for what I have. Like I said, I walk around on the set and I just kind of sit back and go, wow. But it took me a lot of work on myself, a lot of pain, a lot of really a lot of reflection, especially when you kind of do some things well and you're recognized for doing things well, yet at the same time that doing so well in that particular area is taking you away from the things that you ultimately want. And so when I do these podcasts, I really like to, I'm getting more and more open and transparent about, you know, what my story is, what my challenges were, because they may not be apparent to you on that side. And what I'm finding out is I'm getting more and more comfortable with it. You have to understand something is that when I was a bodybuilder, I mean, I didn't want anybody to know anything about my personal life. I just wanted, hey, bodybuilding, training, and that was it. And to be perfectly honest, I wasn't particularly proud of my personal life. Now, there weren't, what's the best way? I mean, I just wasn't proud of every single area of my life, and I don't want to be one of those guys that, you know, my life is so wonderful and it's always been so wonderful. It definitely wasn't the case. Now, when I say I wasn't proud of everything, it's just that, you know, I had these tremendous goals for my life, what I wanted in every single area. And I'm talking about, you know, business, financially, family, that family life. You know, I didn't put a lot of priority or work into it. I certainly didn't put as much work into it as I put into, you know, learning all this about bodybuilding and training, all right, and winning contests and everything that comes with it. So, you know, it wasn't that, you know, it was so terrible because I tried and I failed and it sucked and all this. I just didn't put any effort into it. So, you know, and I had all these really overall goals for my life. So, while I was becoming so outstanding in bodybuilding, you know, my personal life was, you know, I always had, you know, girlfriends and what I thought was intimacy and connection and, you know, closeness. And I was always working towards where I am now, but really I wasn't, I didn't understand all that. And what I'm realizing is, you know, my story is a lot of your stories, not everyone. So, if this isn't your story, if you can't relate to necessarily this part, if your life went a whole different route, then hopefully you'll just find this stuff interesting, you know, the human drama, somebody's life. Maybe you'll find it interesting. But what I'm finding out, the more and more transparent I become about my, you know, my fears, my failures, my setbacks, you know, life isn't getting on as fast as I want to, or, you know, all those type of things. You know, those are the type of things that really connect with you more than, yeah, I did this and I won this contest and I did this and I did this. If you notice, I really don't talk too much about my victories. And I'm not sure if that's a good thing. You should tell me this, because I know there's a lot of people who really have no idea who I am from, you know, bodybuilding or training, what I've accomplished. You're running into me from iTunes or from bodybuilding.com, and, you know, you're only... 19 years old, 21 years old. So, I mean, you were 10 years old when I was winning contests or whatever, right? And so I don't know if that would make me more credible if I went through the whole long story about all the things that I've accomplished. You know, I don't focus on all the things that I've accomplished, because although I appreciate them, to me, it's like, you know, I've got so much more I want to accomplish, so many things that I want to do. There's so many areas of my life that I did not focus on. I did not concentrate on improving, yet I wanted it at a certain level, but I put no work into it. So I don't sit back and think about some trophy I won when I have all these, you know, areas of my life that I kind of see as holes that I really need to put the effort into now. So, you know, if you want to, you know, see, a lot of guys say, wow, you know, when they meet me, they think, well, you know, this guy doesn't seem like he, well, they see a certain air of confidence. I heard that, but they don't know exactly what it is that I've accomplished, right? Because I don't talk about it. I mean, you know, with the internet now, you can just check it out. Just go to skiplacour.com, click one of the links below about Skip LaCour, and I pretty much tell you my story. But isn't this you? Tell me that, Is this your situation that people say, oh, you're so great at this, or, you know, you're such a good guy or a good person or this or that, right? And it isn't like you don't know that, or you work hard on being that good person or that hard worker or whatever you do you're good at. But to you, it's like, you can't sit back and go, oh, this is just awesome, because you're just thinking, man, for everything that I'm awesome at, it took away from all these other areas I want to be great at, and now I'm so deficient at those, I've got to work so hard. And, you know, it's that balance between appreciating what you've done, what you've accomplished, but at the same time, you can't sit back and smell the roses, pat yourself on the back. Hell, everybody has areas that they need to work on, and if you don't focus on them, if you're too busy patting yourself on the back of some things that you've accomplished in the past, you know, how are you going to have that angst, that fire in your belly? How are you going to be hungry enough to work on those other areas of your life? I don't know. Is that just me, guys, or do you know what I'm talking about there too? All right? You know, it's that balance, you know, and to me, yeah, there's just so many things that I want to do, and there's so many things that I want to accomplish. There's so many things that, man, I got to feel hungry. I feel I'm behind the game. That I got to work 7 days a week like I'm doing right now because of all those stupid trophies I won back then, right? So that isn't acting humble or playing a game. I posted something like this on my Facebook page about people who are successful. It was my experience that, you know, they don't see themselves as so massively successful. They're appreciative, but it's because what got them to that position is this drive that whatever they had wasn't good enough. They could have been happy a long time ago to be the best person, I don't know, on their block or in their city or at their gym or whatever, but they kept on driving for more. Does that just stop? And so do they label themselves as successful, or do they see all the goals in the future, all the mountains they're going to climb, and they see themselves, you know, at the base of the next mountain that they're going to climb? It's very hard to say, well, I'm so successful. When you're looking at this mountain, you know it's going to take so much energy, so much focus, so much determination. You know, you're going to get halfway up and you're going to slip and fall and tumble down 100 more feet and you're going to have to get up. You know what's ahead of you. It's really hard to say, wow, I am so awesome. I'm so great, right? So it was nice that all these things I share on these podcasts as I become more and more transparent, I really want you to know my story. In a lot of ways, you'll be surprised, you know, the things that, you know, I make a big deal out of that I think is a really shortcoming, right? That plays in my head that, you know, I keep to myself, that I'm private about, that I think, yeah, I don't know how much I worry about, oh, what if they knew this or whatever. I don't know if I have those things, but it's just things that, you know, I wish were different. I grew up wishing, what if my life was different? What if I had a different set of circumstances? Where would I be? What would I do? I mean, those are more the thoughts that have always been going on through my head more than, wow, I've got it made, you know? And, you know, so those are the things that have been driving me. And, you know, those are the things I want to share more and more of. Because, again, the things that I think are big deal, when I put it out there and I say it and I put it out there, I mean, I get back from you guys that, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I go through that myself. It's good to know that you go through that too, Skip. I don't feel so bad, right? And then, you know, it makes me turn around and look at, well, why should you feel bad because you feel that way? And yet at the same time, I judge myself harshly, right? And then I have all these stories, all these experiences that to me really aren't that big of a deal, right? But then when I'm talking to friends or whatever, something kind of comes up, you know, a little memory comes up. It's so fascinating and so interesting to other people. And see, here's the thing that's going on through my head is that I don't know what other people might consider fascinating or interesting. You know, I'll tell you, my life, this whole bodybuilding, competitive bodybuilding, and then all the guest posings and appearances and everything that went along with it, all the traveling, my life was a complete blur. I really can't remember who I met, when I met them, in what context. I mean, not, it isn't like I forget everything, but I had a lot of good times that I really have a hard time even remembering the place or wherever. It just was a big blur. And one way I'm very appreciative of that, you know, some people say to me, hey, Skip, you should make a comeback. I'd love to see you do a contest or whatever. And, you know, look, one thing I am very appreciative of is I got everything I wanted out of bodybuilding. I left no stone unturned. There are no regrets. I totally went for it. I went for it for a long period of time. So when I walked away, I'm not saying, what if I would have done that? You know, I got everything out of it. But I'll tell you, so I don't really have this big desire. But I'll tell you, I don't even, there's a lot of things that it just went so fast. So much traveling, so much people, so much while in a dieted state, you know, different cities, different countries that, you know, I just don't remember a lot of things. Just the other night, I was watching the football game, Monday Night Football, with the Denver Broncos and the Baltimore Ravens. And they did a sideline shot to the Denver Bronco cheerleaders. And I was going, oh, yeah, I used to know a Denver Bronco cheerleader. And I'm thinking, I can barely remember. I don't even know if I can remember her face. I have no idea what her name was. I can pin down the year it was within a couple of years. And I'm thinking, and I have so many memories like that where something flashes through and I go, oh, yeah, I did that, or I've been there, or whatever. And again, you know, that's a fortunate place to be in a lot of times. But, man, I just, so much life going through the motions, so much width, you know what I mean? I've tasted, touched it, felt a whole bunch of different things, but no depth. No depth at all. No intimacy. I don't know. I don't know if you can relate to all that. You know, no depth to anything. And you know, see, that's what I'm all about now. It's you know, and again, it took a lot of work on myself. It took a lot of work for me to, you know, even, you know, kind of understand why it would be so attractive to me to live a life with so little connection with people, so much focus on bodybuilding and training, winning a contest for no money, you know, being self-employed and pretty much working at home, just living this, you know, very, very disconnected, although I didn't see it that way. To me, I was working towards something. You know, like I said, I always had a girlfriend. Now, I look back and the depth of those relationships, and it wasn't them, it was me. I had only so much ability I'm understanding this more now, or desire to have, you know, real depth, intimacy, because I didn't understand that. To me, that was what relationships were all about. And so, you know, I see a lot of people in this bodybuilding and training industry, and I see that they're kind of going through the same things. Now, do they care? Do they ever want to get to a different place? Is it a problem for them? I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody has to live their own life. But I do see a lot of people who are attracted to this bodybuilding and training lifestyle and the seclusion of it, that for whatever reason, that real depth, that real intimacy with people, and, you know, people are the spice of life. You know, I know they can be a pain in the ass sometimes, but they also give you that warmth, that love, you know, that depth, and they're unpredictable. So, you know, just like watching a movie, you know, it's never going to just be one way with people. And, you know, that's where the spice of life, you know, Tony Robbins says the quality of your life is the quality of your relationships with other people. And, you know, I've heard all those type things. And again, you know, I've heard so many quotes. It's one thing hearing a quote, but do you really know what that means, right? And, you know, it isn't until now that I realized is that You know, that's how I set up relationships. That's all I wanted out of relationships. Well, I shouldn't say that's all I wanted. All right. I didn't know that there was more to get out of this. I didn't understand what I understand about these things now. And, you know, when I talk about, maybe this, that you can relate to this, if not, maybe, again, you find this at least interesting, is that one of the things that will prevent you or slow down or retard your man formation to have everything, the overall quality of life that you want, is two things. One is that it makes sense to you. I mean, the way I live my life, a way I approach things. I mean, I'm a good guy, hard worker. You know, I had people's best interests in mind to the level that I understood that, right? So it makes sense to you. So why would you change? Why would you change if it makes sense to you? And then if you have any bit of any amount of success at all, like it's working while you know, someone could break their leg or, you know, tear a ligament in their knee. And, you know, with a little bit of rehab, without even fixing that tear, they can learn how to function, learn how to run, learn how to, some of them might do pretty well, even with that cartilage tear or whatever in their knee, right? And I think that's what I did, is that there are certain things that I kind of didn't understand that weren't working well for me, my thinking. And then I learned how to, you know, run well with that torn cartilage. And then you guys all applauded me and rewarded me for what I did with that torn cartilage, right? Not knowing that I was only going to get so far unless I kind of got to the operating table. I tore that, I repaired that cartilage. I went through rehab where I was even worse because I learned how to function with that torn cartilage, right, in my knee. But, you know, now maybe I was only a 6 or a 7 out of 10, but at least I was a 6 or a 7. So then you got to have the courage to, you know, get that cartilage replaced. Then you go through rehab for a few months where, you know, at least you were a 6 or a 7 before. Now you're a 2 or a 3. And then the rehab process, you know, if you stick to it, you know, you're going to go to a 2 or a 3 and then a 4 or a 5. It's going to take a long time just to get back to where you were when you started, before you went on this, you got this stupid operation, before you tore your life apart, to really see if it was, you were the way you thought and the way you took action, if it was going to really get you to what you wanted in life, right? It's going to take you a long time just to get back to where you were. But you do this because eventually you'll be able to enjoy a greater quality of life, like with real intimacy and all those things that you may put on your dream board or, you know, your goal list in life. You'll finally have the ability to actually make those happen. And see, I think that's the way that I look when it's Saturday morning and, you know, my wife and my baby and, you know, my dog Alpha, and I'm getting ready for a full day of work, because again, Mass Machine Nutrition is a 7 day a week, 10 hour day project for me. You know, it's that, and I'm willing to do that, but I took the risk. I put myself in a position to even have that word before I even talked about it. So, but the whole thing is that I don't know if I would have ever got to this point if I just stayed safe and content with what seemed to be okay. All right. So, you know, having to take that step back. Again, if you have questions or if you can relate to what I'm saying, please let me know. I definitely am going more detail because I really want, again, I really want to, you know, tell my story. I know, like I said, if, you know, my new coaching client, you know, his words and, you know, and let me just tell you something. This kid has done extremely well financially, right? So we all do focus for whatever reasons. We become outstanding at what we do. And so it's interesting how no matter what walk of life you are, if you're male, you're female, you were a competitive bodybuilder, how this whole human condition, our stories, can really connect us and really make going through this journey a lot easier for us, because we know that there's nothing wrong with us. See, one thing I have a tough time sometimes as I go through these Facebook pages that, man, these guys have an amazing life. Oh, man, all the connection, all the places they travel, all the places they eat, all this food. I mean, all this just seems like, wonderful. Now, I know a lot of people say, everybody is, some people, they're negative and say, everybody's just putting on, a face. That's not true. That's not the way they live their life. They're just doing that for Facebook. I don't know. I mean, I don't assume anything. I guess I could assume that. It would make me feel better about my boring life, right? But, my life is nothing like some of these Facebook guys. Nothing at all. And from the things they have to the places they go to the great events, and my life's nothing like that, right? And so sometimes we can focus on those type of things, and it can make us, feel worse about our situation. That's why I'm being so transparent, because, boy, I would love to be able to find a series of podcasts like this one with the people I connect with. Hopefully that is that for you. I mean, just think how much easier life would be when you got some bro or somebody you can connect to talking in the ear, and maybe you don't. Their life isn't 100% like yours, but in this world with so many people and there's so much of a lack of a connection, you have that. And what if you just found, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 podcasts like that? I mean, just think how much that would make your journey even, a lot better. So you can just get all the chatter out of your head, and you'll hear me use that word, the chatter, about, am I doing this right, or will I ever accomplish anything? I'm ever going to make something of myself. Will I ever find somebody, or will I ever get my body in shape, or all these chatter questions. And you can alleviate the chatter, just have the confidence, the certainty to just start working piece by piece to make that life that you really, really want happen. All right. So that's our morning connection for this morning. Hey, thank you so much for taking your time to listen to me go on and on like this. Thank you so much for supporting me on skiplacour.com, my Facebook page, facebook.com/skiplacour page. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have an awesome day.